I am going to today and always sustain an objection to a claim of exemption of either unknown or all. I do not believe either to be appropriate unless we're talking about an asset that is absolutely exempt so that it doesn't matter what the value is. But when we're talking about an exemption under 4345-4, we know exactly what the value of the exemption is. We may not know what the value of the property is. We may not be able to say with a certainty whether it's worth $500,000 or $5. But we can say with a certainty that the debtor may either exempt $4,000, $6,000, or $10,000. And if the debtor fails to exempt a dollar amount of up to the appropriate $4,000, $6,000, or $10,000, I'm going to sustain the trustee's objections to exemptions. Because as I say, an exemption claim of all under 4345-4 or an exemption claim of unknown under 4345-4 is inappropriate. So I am going to sustain the trustee's objections to exemptions. I'm going to allow debtors until October 8 to amend their Schedules B and C to assign values to their accrued wages. What was being referred to as the accounts receivable, I assume that's what we're talking about when we're talking about the breach of contract claim this afternoon. Same thing?
Right.
And their 2007 tax refund, and to claim as much of those assets as they exempt as they may be allowed under SDCL 4345-4. But they need to assign a specific dollar amount that they are claiming exempt under that statutory provision. If they fail to do so by the October 8 deadline, Trustee Allred may seek turnover of the full amount of debtor's accrued wages. He may pursue a collection of the accounts receivable with debtor's full and complete cooperation. There was some suggestion in the objection or to the response to the objection that debtor's participation was necessary or their personal involvement was necessary, and that may very well be true, but debtors have an obligation under Section 521 to offer the trustee their cooperation, and I would expect them to offer that cooperation, so that's kind of a non-starter of an argument. Trustee Allred may also intercept debtor's 2007 tax refund on the condition that he keep only 266ths of that refund and forward the balance, which would not be property of the estate, to debtors. See if there's anything else I want to make sure we were all on the same page regarding. There was mention of the probate, obviously. If that was not scheduled, that needs to be included in the amendment to Schedules B and C and exempted if debtors so choose within the guidelines that I have offered this afternoon. We'll take care of the order. Is there anything else on Mefford we need to talk about?